Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you as we launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we return to the phone calls, we held Don over the line because we just didn't have enough time to get out his point. Don, you're back on from Boynton Beach listening on WFTL. You're back on Free Talk Live.
I'll try to make it quick. We have a situation here where we cannot afford to just keep our borders open and let everyone come in here. It's ridiculous.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah, why can't we
afford to have them in there, and it's dangerous. 30% of the jails, 30% of the prisoners in our jails are illegal immigrants.
Well, I would say the rest of them are probably poor people, and illegal immigrants are poor, and I'd say probably a good majority of the people in jail are poor. So you've outlined a poverty problem, not an immigration problem.
Are illegal. Now,
right, I understand. What I'm saying to you, sir, is that what you're outlining is a poverty problem, not an immigration problem.
Not a poverty problem.
What is
the
problem?
Break the law. In other words, I don't think we should have open borders, especially when we're at war right now with the terrorist people who want to destroy and kill us.
Well, today, we have relatively open borders, and all the terrorists that committed 9/11 had good papers.
British naval people, and they're keeping... They want war. Iran wants war. Syria wants war.
Maybe
why would we give this to them?
Maybe we're fighting a different war. Maybe I'm thinking of a different war. You're saying we're fighting a war against terrorists. It seems to me, sir, that what's going on is there are the United States military is occupying another country, and they're being fought against as occupiers.
In other words, you're going to tell me that we shouldn't have fought in the Second World War and then occupied the Nazi Germany. We were wrong in that.
Yes, well, first of all,
with Japan.
Carefully, your chin there. You're hitting the buttons on your phone.
You got to be kidding.
No. What I'm telling you is that we weren't wrong in World War II. The government was wrong in World War II for going over and violating the Constitution and invading other sovereign countries.
What other sovereign countries?
The ones in Europe.
We invaded.
It's when you take your troops from your
home
country. There was only
one country left standing. It was England, and they were fighting the Germans by themselves.
That's not true, sir. Switzerland didn't have any problem.
Let me jump in here real quick.
Switzerland is neutral.
That's the way we should be. Neutral. That's the way this country was originally founded to be.
War on Germany, sir. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
Well, we took over the island of Hawaii from the natives.
And then Germany declared war on us. We never declared war. We let these people bombard us, smash us to bits. Oh, there were many people who didn't want to fight the Nazi beasts because Hitler was a good guy.
Nobody said he was a good guy. He just wouldn't have come over here and done anything to us.
Who said he wouldn't?
I do.
Oh, Hitler wouldn't have came here.
What's he going to do? He's going to float a bunch of boats over here and have a land war in America? You can't occupy a land without troops on the ground. You should know that, sir.
Hitler was stupid enough to attack Russia. He had a peace pact with Russia.
Yeah.
He didn't attack Russia.
What does that have to do with occupying America? We're all over the board here. Terrorists and Russia and
focus like
a laser on one issue, please.
Are all over. They were in Bosnia. We fought the wrong people there. The Serbians were up ally in the Second
You got to back away from your phone. Hitting the buttons on your phone.
I think his charger's going. I think
it's
not
me. It's on your side.
There were some buttons going on there. Anyway, okay.
It wasn't over here.
Look, let me give you just a quick refresher here on the point of the United States of America. When it was originally founded, the founding fathers understood that having a standing army was a really bad idea because, first of all, it might be used against our own people, but second of all, it could be used for wars of aggression around the world. And so they pretty much created this country with the idea that we were to remain neutral, like Switzerland, and only fight when a fight was brought to us. And in the case of World War One, we stepped in and got involved in World War One, tipped the sides, and essentially paved the way for Hitler to take power.
Not essentially. We made it so that Hitler came to power.
you understand that anyone who comes to this country and has a child, and the child is born in the United States, is an automatic citizen.
What difference does it have to do with what does citizenship have to do with anything?
Because the illegal aliens are coming here, and their children are automatically citizens, and they're collecting welfare,
Don?
And they're filling out prisons. It's destroying our country.
Don.
We can't have. Right now, we got over 25 million illegal aliens.
If you want to talk about immigration, I can handle that too. I can handle immigration. That's no problem. You know, you want to keep citing your statistics and everything.
Immigration.
You want to shut down the borders, don't you?
What kind of diseases they had? Hey, when your forefathers came to this country, I'm not an Indian. I don't think you are an Indian. Are you an Indian?
No,
no.
Okay, so when our forefathers came to this country legally, they would check to see if they had diseases, smallpox. Now they
what a load!
In.
Come on, Don. You could go anywhere. You could arrive anywhere you wanted to several hundred years ago and walk right into this country. Nobody would check you for anything.
Right.
That's a load.
It's not a legal issue. The fact is, now we have this huge, giant bureaucracy in place. I mean, it's a heck of a lot easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of paperwork and pay the thousands of dollars for a lawyer.
Country, but we used to have 20 million, 30 million people. Now we have 300 million people.
So that's just it. Shut the doors, huh?
To have a legal
now that I got here, that's it.
Wait, who's we and why can't we afford? What do you mean when you say that?
Well, the government has to support these people.
Why? No. The government doesn't have to do it. It doesn't have to support these people.
Are you a welfare status?
Anybody who goes to a hospital, we have to take them.
Okay,
anybody
so hold on, Don. Wait a minute. I think you're blaming the wrong issue here. You're looking in the wrong area. It seems to me that your objection should really be with welfare and government regulations of hospitals than it has to do with immigration.
In other words, you feel that we could let anyone in this country at a time of war.
I think
you don't
that,
feel that we're at war.
First of all, sir, war has not been declared. Don, hey, Don, as a former as a military veteran,
and I lost.
Don, look, the TSA can't stop 75% of the guns and bombs that they test themselves on. How in the heck would border agents be able to stop enemy combatants that are trying to come across our border?
Right.
If the enemy was trying to come across our border right now, they would have already been here and killed us.
Do anything on the airplanes. Let them come in. Let them do whatever they want. Let everyone come into this country without checking them and the ships and everything else. Because we're not really at war in Iraq.
No, you know what? We're not. And as a military veteran,
of course not.
As a military veteran, you should understand, Don, that there's something called declaring war.
Like we fought in Korea. 50,000
That wasn't declared either, I don't believe.
Of my fellow soldiers died in a 3-year war.
And you know what? It's really sad that all of those people died for absolutely nothing. That's the saddest part of it all. They died for the...
That's saying that my comrades in the Marines died for nothing? How
yes,
dare
that's
you
correct,
say
sir.
That?
Oh, I'll say that because you
How
died for the whims
that?
Of politicians, sir. You died for a bunch of old men in Washington that sent you and your friends around
You're
to
right.
die in
and
the dust for nothing.
My brother, who fought in the Second World War, his comrades died for nothing. And my father, who was a hero in the First World War, his comrades also died for nothing. You are what's wrong with this country.
Is that right?
Do you think it's possible that wars are fought at the whims of politicians?
Were you ever in the service?
Neither one of us were. But I don't think that legitimizes or delegitimizes anything. I pay for it every single year in my taxes. Thank you very much.
Taxes?
Now, do you think it's possible that wars are really the health of the state and that it keeps a big government growing and that they're fought at the whims of politicians, not really to keep us free?
Right? We want wars.
That's what you say, right?
I say politicians do.
No, we didn't say that at all. I don't think you've even listened to a single question we've asked.
All the other countries that allowed the Muslims, who stated, the president of Iran stated, we must destroy the United States.
Do you have a question for Don? If so, we'll hold Don over. Don, hang on, 800-259-9231. Do you have a question for Don? Would you like to talk to Don?
I've had several. I couldn't get any answers.
Right. Maybe he'll listen to one of our callers instead of actually listen to one of our questions. We'll give it a try. 800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Don, now's your chance. This is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include a variety of different functions, including live streaming. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
April's Financial Literacy Month. Give your child and the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich Order it at kidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066.
We're going back to the phones and back to Don, calling from South Florida. Don, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Thanks for your patience.
Right.
Appreciate you hanging on so long here. Unfortunately, Don, it seems that you're under some common misconceptions about a variety of different topics. So we do have callers that are wanting to talk to you, but I just wanted to just kind of try to understand where you're coming from on this immigration issue. Do you support welfare, Don?
To the people who need it, we should give them help.
So you are a supporter of centralized redistribution of wealth.
Now hold on.
Are a supporter of centralized redistribution.
I want to support the helping people who can't help themselves, not who can.
Through centralized redistribution of wealth, through government welfare programs.
No,
you support
no,
that?
No. We should try to get the people, if they can, help them so that they can become citizens. We should stop where we used to have people who were on welfare for generations and generations and generations. The idea is to get them out of that.
No, I agree. Actually, personally, Don, I'm completely against welfare. I'm all for helping people when they're in need of help, but only on a voluntary basis. Welfare is coercion at the point of a gun. So I just wanted to find out if you supported the general concept of government-provided welfare, and it sounds like you do. Okay, so since you do support the concept of welfare, that does explain why you're so anti-immigrant.
We're not talking about welfare here. We're talking about the country cannot afford to constantly have, at a time of war, which you don't think we are, illegal immigrants coming to this country.
And you're
we
saying
it can't afford it.
Why?
It's costing too much.
Where is it costing too much?
And it's costing too much spiritually.
In what areas? Let's focus on the first part. In what areas is it costing too much monetarily?
Well, when they come here and they're not prepared. In other words, most of the countries in the world won't let you in, like Australia, unless they
so
find
we should be more like
who
those
you
other
are,
countries.
Who you are, and what you can contribute to their country.
You didn't answer my question. Where is it costing so much? Where's that? Where are those costs? What areas?
In other words, letting 25 million people live here doesn't cost anything. And when they have children, it doesn't cost anything.
No, why would it
and
cost
anything? And they go on the welfare roll, it doesn't cost anything.
Now, when they go on welfare, it does cost something.
And they go into the hospitals in the emergency rooms.
Okay, Don, you're repeating yourself now. When it does go to welfare, it does cost something. But otherwise, no, it doesn't cost you or I anything if people just come here and live their lives and work hard and...
pay taxes.
Oh, well,
they drive
shouldn't have
without
to.
Licenses.
It's actually not true.
They
of them have,
pay taxes.
I'm telling you that you're mistaken. Many of them have fake Social Security numbers and therefore pay taxes under that fake Social Security number.
In other words, I don't think so.
Because that Social Security number is fake, so they pay in
taxes.
Withholding,
they're
and they never,
to
get,
tell you who they, are.
They never get their money back. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
They
you're
take the money
over me?
And they send it to Mexico or whatever country they're in.
There's nothing wrong with paying for your mom to get food someplace.
We're going to go to the phones. Don is having... We are just getting nowhere with Don, so we're going to take your calls and talk to him here. It's Patty in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Don.
Are you there?
Patty, you're on with Don on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know a lot of they're not illegal aliens. They're here legally. But they send their money to Mexico to their families. What's the problem with that?
No problem, as long as they're here legally.
Okay, what about the illegal, the ones that are here?
I don't want any illegal aliens in this country.
If they were here,
let them wait their turn.
Excuse me, you've had your time. Let me talk now, okay?
Oh, but Patty, he fought in the military, and he should be able to talk over anybody he wants to.
My family has fought in the military, too, okay? I've had family members pass away from being in the military. I have a brother-in-law right now. He's dying, okay? He's dying from being in the military. What I want to know is how any of those wars helped out the United States. You tell me how any of those wars helped when my brother-in-law is dying from the Agent Orange. Tell me now, Don. Explain that to me. How
I fought
those
Korea,
wars
and Korea right now wants to destroy us. We're still at war with North Korea.
Because we went into their country.
We went into their country?
Why did we go
into their country? They attacked South Korea, who was an ally of us. And then the Chinese communists. The Chinese communists, the reason we ended the war, because the Chinese communists sent about 500,000 of their soldiers.
Patty, and thank
General
you for
MacArthur,
the call.
General MacArthur wanted us to fight them, but they wouldn't let
him.
They fired General MacArthur.
They brought him here?
What?
They brought them here? No, they did not. We went, any war we went to them. They have, except for 9/11, we're not talking about 9/11. You're talking about World War I, World War II, the Korean War.
Yep.
We did not, we came to them. They did not come to us.
You're absolutely right, Patty. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
And the Germans didn't destroy our, didn't sink our ships.
Okay, Don, you keep repeating the same old, tired old points, and the fact is the Americans, President Roosevelt at the time had put a financial blockade on Japan.
Let me just ask you something. I don't know how old you are. I'll be 72 this month.
I'm 83, sir.
I'm old enough to be President of the United States of America.
I don't think so.
I am old enough to be President of the United States of America.
What's the relevance of your point, sir? Go ahead.
Relative to my point, I think I've seen too much. This country is going down the tubes.
Yeah, also put a gun in your mouth. Solve the problem.
We're going down the tubes with people like you.
Terrible.
Because when they come over here, I'll have to fight them, not you.
You know, I know that at 72, you're probably not going to fight anybody. You know, the fact is, there was always people in this country that have always said, those damn Irish, those darn Italians, those stinking Greeks, they always hated somebody, and now it's just the Mexicans, okay? The Mexicans are going to come here, they're going to make this country that much greater, because this country's been built on immigrants, and it's going to be, you know...
They should be illegal.
It's going to be these isolationists.
They need to file paperwork.
They're going
to
screen the whole time.
Mark, they need to file a bunch of paperwork. And they need to file fees with the immigration services, and they need to be legal.
Because the government sure needs some fees. We need to be able to track them. You know, each one of them should get a little homing beacon shoved up their butt on the way in.
Let's go to Nigel in Texas. Nigel, you're on with Don.
Illegal immigrants.
Oh, wait, Don's still talking.
Kaufman is Spanish.
I think we had him potted down, so he was probably talking the whole time. Probably didn't hear a word you said. Don, you're on with Nigel in Texas.
All right. Nigel, well, I was at first going to raise the point that you raised earlier, Ian, that the... Most of the reason why Japan attacked Pearl Harbor was Roosevelt's financial blockade and the fact that Roosevelt had been...
In other words, Japan didn't want, because they have a small country, they didn't want to get all the natural resources of all the other countries in that part of the country.
Why were we on all those little islands?
They admitted they were wrong. They don't have an army anymore.
Oh, well, they admitted they're wrong. Because they were beaten, like making somebody say uncle.
Nigel will bring you back with more Don. Hang on, 800-259-9231. It's the Don Hour here on Free Talk Live. If you want to talk to him, 800-259-9231. You might be able to get a half a sentence across to him before he starts rambling. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. On the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project and tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Well, I'm sorry to say Don has dropped off the line. At this point, we have had him on for over two segments. Very unusual on this show. But, you know, when you're a special guy like Don, you deserve a little bit of extra time. You know, Don was a great example of somebody who has completely bought into, and we'll still take your calls even if you can make points post-Don if you had wanted to talk to Don. But Don's a great example of somebody who's bought the big government paradigm hook, line, and sinker.
Well, this is it's no doubt. This is the sort of advertising that's out there. This is the idea, is that we, the American people, are in fact, minions of our government. The government is America, is the United States of America. That's all it is. Not us people. And that if the government says we should go fight these people or we should go kill those people, mm-hmm. then you're anti-American if you disagree.
Right.
And if you're just a big coward if you don't think we should have been in, World War II or World War I or any of these conflicts, and that it's somehow insulting to the, veterans if you disagree that they should have gone.
Now, I never would have been able to make the point to Don on this, but he claims that he was fighting for freedom, right? He fought in the Korean War, and like many military veterans, and not all of them, but many military veterans, completely brainwashed to the idea that anything the military does must be fighting for freedom, because it's the American military. How could the American military do anything but fight for freedom?
They've got the American flag on their side,
right.
And there's the Star Spangled Banner's playing.
This is the blind follower mentality that we're dealing with here.
And in fact, no, sir, you weren't fighting for my freedom. In fact, if I wanted to exercise my freedom and say, for instance, with this war in Iraq, I don't agree with the war in Iraq, so I'm going to exercise my freedom of choice and choose to not pay federal taxes. How about that? I'm going to make that my freedom to choose.
Well, you don't have that freedom.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No.
Oh, you weren't fighting for that freedom.
No,
huh?
Not the freedom not to choose to pay for the war. No.
Oh,
sorry.
So you were fighting for the freedom to oppress me when I decide I don't want to pay. Because if I decide that I don't want to pay, because I can still make that decision.
Well, the politicians do have that freedom to make you pay for the war. They have that freedom.
Well, no, they can't make me pay for it. But what they can do is come and throw me in a jail cell if
That's true.
Don't pay for it. And that doesn't sound very free to me. Does that sound free to you? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Also, he made the during Patty's call, she was talking about they talked about the South Korean conflict because he fought in Korea, and why did we go there? Why did we invade the country? He said, well, we didn't invade. They invaded South Korea, one of our allies. I think George Washington has a choice, you know, the first president of the country. He has a few choice words for people with that mindset.
George Washington had that and that quote, and also Thomas Jefferson. It was peace and commerce with all nations and entangling alliances with none.
Right. So your excuse, Don, that we had an alliance with South Korea is meaningless. And in the big picture of looking at what this country is supposed to be about, America's supposed to be about freedom and liberty and the ability to live life how you choose, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And the government originally was structured to where it wasn't supposed to have alliances. There was not supposed to be an alliance with South Korea or whatever other countries the government has aligned itself with. That stuff wasn't supposed to happen. So the fact that it was there is not an excuse to go and violate the concept of this country and invade another country. Sorry, you can't use that. It's invalid, but that's okay. It doesn't matter to Don because he's completely embroiled in the big government paradigm. He believes in welfare. It was hard to get him to admit to it, but he believes in government welfare,
well, he completely,
but only for the people he thinks it should go to.
During World War II, he completely dismissed the existence of Switzerland. The only nation not to take sides during the conflict was left alone. And, you know,
and he ignored our points on that and then shifted the conversation to immigration. So there's just no way to get through to people like
that.
No,
if you believe in using guns to solve your problems, then there's just no way to get through.
Let's go back to Nigel. I don't know if Nigel wanted to make a few final points here with Don off the line. You're on Free Talk Live again. Nigel in Texas.
Yeah, well, as you said, I'm from Texas, and so I've lived here my whole fairly short life, and I've got a lot of respect for illegal immigrants. Because they come here, they work hard, and they're the basis of this state's economy.
They're the basis of the basis of the growth of the economy of the United States. When you're talking about, say, 20 million people, pick your number, I'm not sure, 10, 15, 20 million illegal aliens in the country, and we've only had small amounts of growth in our economy, you can lead that directly back to the illegal aliens.
Oh, definitely.
Very good, Nigel. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Robert in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Robert.
Oh, my God. Hi to you. Hey, I just had a few things to say about protests I went to about against illegal immigration and how some people acted there.
Okay.
Well, some people were just overreacting a lot, and I noticed the news press was there. And it was kind of surprising. We had a very conservative paper, and they were saying things like maybe we should gather all the illegal immigrants and put them into like a gladiator competition and
oh my gosh,
the nonstop constant butt sex.
Well, that's absurd. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know,
I don't believe a word he said there, but okay.
Well,
sounded like an excuse to say butt sex on the radio.
Could very well be. Well, you know, I look for that excuse every night, actually.
It's these days. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Richard in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Richard.
Am I on?
You are, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello to the vestibule. What's up, guys?
The vestibule?
Who?
They're... What? We're talking about immigration now. Okay. So, as I was saying, I completely agree with Don.
Do you?
But, yeah, Don, he's like... I agree with him.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of find it mean that you told him to put a gun in his mouth.
Well, he was talking about how he hated life here in America.
Oh, my
with
God,
all
what's this?
The Americans around.
What? Does this thing cost money?
Does what cost money, sir?
The what I'm talking to right now.
Does the radio show cost money?
Yeah, the radio.
The telephone? Yeah, it costs money to do a radio show. We've got to pay for phone lines and satellite access and that sort of thing.
Okay. So as I was saying, immigration, illegal immigrants, with quotes, should not be allowed at all.
So what do you plan to do to keep them out?
Well, what I thought was a good idea was the gladiator stuff.
See you later. 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet 8.net lines. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here to, I believe it is Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Good afternoon, you guys. I got an update on the Mr. Green situation.
Okay, well, we got to recap, first of all. Who's Mr. Green? Why are you calling about him? What's up?
Okay, he's the guy that was in the van at the towing facility, and
awesome.
The safety Nazis, city officials came and made him leave.
That's right. A 90-year-old gentleman who had been living in this van at this private business's private business for a number of years, and everybody was fine with him. The private business owner had given him permission to live in this particular van. There was a news story done about him in the Indianapolis Star that brought him to the attention of the local bureaucrats, who then went in there and ordered him out. What's the latest?
He is there now, and several hundred people from various radio stations in town kicked up a big stink, and they are now finding him an apartment that I think they're going to pay for.
Who's going to pay for it?
I guess the city establishment, which means you and I are going to pay for those.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a very good solution.
That's the only way they know how to fix it, since they're the government, I guess.
Yeah, well, they can't allow an exception to their rules, of course. It's their rules, and, if we let one person break the rules, then we have to let everybody break the rules, and then it would be chaos!
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We can't have a man living in a van on a piece of property where he has complete permission to be. That can't happen in our city of Indianapolis. More on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today!
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in here in these remaining moments on this live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and you'll enjoy all the features there completely free. Why? Well, because that's why I want it to be. I think a good talk show website should be free, though I do think you might want to voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We have Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats. We've also got the Free Marketeer flag, the DVD Classic Collector Archive sets. Those are there as well, and free bumper stickers, because that's the way they should be. Hey, head over to store.freetalklive.com, spend some money with us today, or go to Amazon.freetalklive.com as well and get virtually anything you might need to buy in life right there at Amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good about your purchase, not only because it's coming from Amazon, great customer service and all that stuff, but also because a percentage of your purchase is going to Free Talk Live. If you shop through that link, Amazon.freetalklive.com, we got to go to the phones. It's George in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, George. We got you. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about how you were disrespecting Don. He was an American hero.
Is that right?
He did fight for freedom, whether or not you hippie asses believe it.
Now, how do you define him fighting for freedom? How is it that he was fighting for freedom?
All right, imagine this. If Korea had won the war, what do you think America would be like right now?
Hold on. I think Korea did win that war.
Well, if they won that war, there wouldn't be an America right now, would there?
Oh, it's clear that you've got a very salient point there, George. Anything else?
Yes, I'd like to also talk about your policy on immigration. Why do you think all these illegal immigrants should just be able to walk through the borders whenever they want?
Well, I don't know if there should be borders necessarily, so I just think that people in general should be able to go cross certain plots of land that are so-called publicly owned whenever they darn well please. I mean, if you're not free to move in and out of this country, then it's not a free country. And I don't know about you, George, but I'd like to live in a free country.
Are you high?
Maybe. Or maybe later. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I can't admit to that on the air. Are you kidding me? Let's continue with... it is Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Actually, this is Kurt in Michigan.
Well, let's go with Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I buy into the big government paradigm because they've taxed me so much to pay for big government, I don't even have a pair of dimes to rub together.
Yeah, that's about right. And the taxes keep going up, so get ready to get rid of all your dimes, whatever you have left.
They want your dimes, too.
I want to talk about what Jim Banta was talking about a couple of days ago, where he was saying that there's a bill that is going to be attached. It will attach the budget to the pay of our representatives. And if they don't meet the budget, their pay will go down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that that's going to work, only because that even if we paid the representatives nothing or even charged them to be our representatives, they would still line up as long as there is tax money to graft and influence to sell. And that's what I think we should really work on is,
I agree with you. It's a weak concept.
If we take the money, the some of their pay away, then they'll have to scramble harder for that influence that they're going to sell, and you'll be able to catch them a little more easily.
Nobody's running for Congress or the Senate because they need a job. You know what I'm saying? They're running because they want to be able to sell that influence, and they want to be able to grab that money.
It's one of the weaker things that Downsize DC is behind, but that's just something they're behind. It wasn't their original concept. That was just a bill that came forward that somebody announced, and Downsize DC just simply announced their support for it. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's, again, referring to our friends over at DownsizeDC.org. Great organization supporting the downsizing of the DC government. That's, once again,
I'd like to see that.
Downsize DC. All right, we're going to puke now, for real, in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll just make two quick comments. I'm just really glad that my family made it to the United States before all this stuff happened, and that they were let in, and that I was lucky enough to be born here, because otherwise, wow, what a mess. And then secondly, whenever people, like a caller that called after me last night's show, talk about the military and such, it's either they've been watching too many movies or something, because soldiers are dying for, you know, no real cause. I had family that have died in World War II and Korea, and then I fought in this Iraq mess. And there's no good thing that comes from war. The only thing that comes from it is, you know, death and violence and suffering.
What are you talking about, Puke? We get freedom from war. That's how freedom's created, is we have a bunch of wars.
Yeah, exactly. I fought in Iraq, and now I get to pay all kinds of taxes, and the government gets to tell me what to do. It's fantastic freedoms.
Wow.
It's just insanity.
Great points, Pierre.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. That's as somebody who just got out of the military. That's Puke from New Hampshire, 800-259-9231. To Victor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Victor.
Hello?
Hi, Victor. You're on the air.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to respond to Don. Yeah, I'm from Texas, as y'all said, and I'm an illegal immigrant.
Okay.
And I wanted to respond because you're talking a little bad about illegal immigrants, and I just wanted to clarify some few points.
Please.
Especially like how y'all said about the Social Security Texas, Social Security, and how we
explain that in detail, because people don't get it.
Well, yeah, see, I have to pay taxes because I have 4 Social Security numbers, and I pay taxes on all of those, especially when I have to fill out for credit cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I get on the internet, and if you just search for Social Security numbers, you can get a lot of them.
I'm
and
sure.
That's a lot of things I have to do. Sometimes I have to go and, like, because, you know, it's hard getting a job when you're an illegal immigrant. So, like sometimes they don't pay me. Like, I'll do work for them, and they won't pay me, so I have to steal HEB's cards from, and I have to sell them.
So, wait, you're saying that if you do the job, they just decide to say, screw you, Victor, we don't have to pay you. In fact, if you want to make a lot of noise about it, we'll call ICE on you, basically, is what they'll do, right?
Yeah, that's what they do. And they say they're going to call them on me, but then, like one time, like, I got in a fight with the people outside of the welfare place because I get the welfare, since I try to get all the 4 welfares from all the 6 Social Security numbers I've stolen. I get their welfare check, and these people saw me one time doing it because I made a mistake. I'll admit I made a mistake. I went in, you know, back to back with the same Social Security number, and they realized that I was the same person claiming different Social Security numbers.
Where were you born in Mexico?
Monterrey.
Hmm. What province is that in? What state?
Province.
Yeah.
That's a Distrito Federal.
That's in that. So Monterrey is in the district. District, the D.C. version, their version of D.C.? How far is it from Mexico City?
No, it's not from Mexico City. It's about 4 hours south of the border. We're three and a half hours. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. It just sounds to me like I thought for a moment that you might not be a real illegal immigrant. Now, you are saying that you use Social Security numbers that you stole to get welfare?
Yeah.
Why would you do something like that?
Well, because I need money. I need to live. And, you know, the country down there, they don't really help me out with anything. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, like, the people, they don't want to help me out, so I got
would you, here's another question for you. Would you, if you had come here, if there were no immigration procedures, if you were to just be able to just come here and work wherever you wanted to work and not have to worry about governmental procedures, would you still be likely to go and get on welfare, or would you just work and make your own way?
Well, considering I have my Social Security numbers, I probably still would, because I could get, like, more money. And then I could still get the Social Security number.
Well, you're despicable. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
As long as we have a welfare system, people are going to exploit it.
Right. That much is true. And the fact is there are a lot of people that come here from Mexico and other countries that are far too proud to go on welfare, and they aren't like Victor. And I don't want it to sound like Victor's trying to paint all immigrants with a bad brush. A lot of people come here just to make a better life for themselves, and they have to put up with a bunch of crap from the government and deal with crap from employers because they're illegal, and therefore they have to jump through a bunch more hoops in order to even make any money around here. So were we to get rid of welfare and were we to end all of these border restrictions, then I think a lot of things would happen in a positive fashion. Let's continue with the calls to David in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I agree with Don.
Okay. So
I think that the terrorists, they are illegal immigrants, and they live in Iraq. So they should go to an island.
Yeah, you gotta keep it straight, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. If you're gonna do a crank call, you really just gotta get it straight.
You gotta deliver.
Yeah, you gotta get it out there. You gotta hit it fast. You gotta hit it hard, and you can't waver, and you especially can't start cracking up in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you're not even that funny. I haven't been amused by any of the crank callers tonight.
FM crank callers are
just
good.
Pathetic. Hey, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Just pathetic. Give up. Call a show that, like, needs your help. We'll be back Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, enjoy our features on our website and enjoy the rest of your weekend. It's been Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?